Good afternoon, this is the BT Global Challenge live on the internet. My name is Adrian Rayson. I'm the race office manager for the BT Global Challenge. We've been very fortunate that over the months that the BT Global Challenge has been taking place, we've had an enormous amount of support from all around the country and all around the world. And in particular, which is a great pleasure to us all, we've had great support from schools with pupils of all ages following the race closely, doing support studies and so on and so forth, and producing all sorts of information. I'm standing here this afternoon with Hairclive Primary School from Bristol. We're in Southampton at the end of the BT Global Challenge with all the yachts in Ocean Village. But Hairclive Primary School from Bristol have come to Southampton today to join in the festivities, and they're a remarkable school who've been creating news sheets and information sheets and a gazette and goodness knows what, all based around the BT Global Challenge. To my great surprise and delight, they're here with us this afternoon and they want to ask various questions. I'm the person apparently that they want to ask the questions to, and I have to respond to them. That's great. Okay, so I'm standing here with about 15 or 20 kids. Who's got the first question? Okay, go. Just say your name and then ask the question, please.
I'm Zoe Office. If you had a chance to go this time, would you have gone?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would have gone, yeah. I did the race in 92-93 when it was the British Steel Challenge, and I would have been delighted to go this time. But A, I couldn't quite afford to go. B, I was working on the shore side, which I was very thrilled to do. And C, also Sir Che Blythe, who's the organiser of the event, said, you chaps who went last time, I've done it. Give other people a chance. So that's why I didn't go. But I would have done, even though I know what's out there. And there's some pretty grim stuff out there. But no. I didn't go this time. Next question.
Hi, I'm Lucy. What was the bestest part of the race?
The best part of the race? I think the best part of the race was probably right at the very end, yesterday afternoon, because we had a most extraordinary situation whereby seven boats came into Southampton water. It was Wednesday afternoon, actually, not yesterday afternoon. Seven boats came into Southampton water very, very close together. And two boats, Threecom and Courtaulds International, in particular, were so close that Threecom beat Courtaulds International by just 3 seconds. And that was after 3,000 miles of racing across the Atlantic. And I think that is really a tremendous testament to one design racing. You've got to remember that all the boats are exactly the same, and the only difference between the boats are the paintwork and the crews. And so it was very exciting yesterday to watch them coming up all together, and I think that's probably, for me anyway, the best part of the race. Next question.
I'm David, what was the worst thing about the race?
I think the worst thing about the race for the crews was the Southern Ocean legs, in particular that leg that took them from Sydney in Australia to Cape Town in South Africa was very, very tough indeed. They had the most terrible weather, huge storms which went on not just for days but for weeks, and it really was very grim indeed. In the race office, I don't think we had a worse part of the race. Actually, we were sitting in our air-conditioned office with all our computers quietly humming away in the background, just getting on with it. But as I say, the crews had that big adventure, and I think for them, leg four was pretty damn tough. Next question.
Hello, I'm Leanne. Did you enjoy following the race?
Did I enjoy following the race? Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was my job to follow the race because I'm the race office manager, but it was a great thrill for us because the racing has actually been pretty close. Group 4 certainly were very consistently good and tended to lead most of the time and have won the race outright, and all best wishes to them. But on most of the legs, the positions within the fleet changed constantly. And it was always very exciting to come in the morning to the race office and find out who was doing what and what messages we'd had in from the fleet and what messages we needed to send out to the fleet and so on and so forth. And there were a few incidents that needed a bit of particular handling by the race office, like when Global Teamwork and Save the Children had a couple of sick crew members going down the coast of South America during leg two, when we had to arrange for in one case the Royal Navy to come and pick the sick crew member up, and in the other case an RAF helicopter to come and airlift the crew member off. So there's been one or two incidents where we in the race office have had to work quite hard to sort things out. But all in all, it's been a wonderful experience, and yes, I thoroughly enjoyed following the race. Next question.
Hi, I'm Camille. If you had a chance to go on another race, would you go?
Yes, I would, yeah. I don't expect to get a chance to go on another race because I'm kind of doing other things these days, but I do know what's out there, and I do know what it takes to be a crew member on one of these events, and it can be pretty tough, actually. You have to kind of put your own requirements and considerations to one side and put the boat first. If you're prepared to sacrifice your own desires and things and do what's really necessary for the boat, that's the best thing. But yeah, I'd have a go if there was another one coming up. Another question?
Hi, I'm Chanel. If you was to go on a race, what boat would you go on?
Well, now that's a difficult question, isn't it? Because all the boats have their own individual character. And this came out very clearly to us in the race office while we were following all the boats going around the world. When you look at them, as we all know, they are physically exactly the same. It's only the paintwork that's different. Except, of course, that they have entirely different crews and entirely different skippers on board. We came to realize in the race office that each boat had its own character. I couldn't possibly say, it's a very good question, but unfortunately I couldn't possibly say which boat I would want to go on if it was to happen exactly the same again, because all of them have their attributes and all of them have their little things that you think, oh, I wouldn't want to do that. So I think I was better off sitting in the race office with my computers, really. Thanks. Anybody else? Lucy?
Will there be another race?
Definitely there will be another race. Already Sir Che Blythe of the Challenge Business has already started to build new boats for the next race. So the next race that happens in the year 2000, presently called Challenge 2000, will have new boats, bigger boats, 72-footers, designed by a man called Rob Humphreys, and they will have more crew, probably 18 people on board. And they're already being built down at the same yard at Devonport in Plymouth. So the next race is definitely going to happen. 2000. Will any of you people be 21 in the year 2000? No, maybe not, no. Oh, well, you'll have to wait for the next one in 2004. But I'd like to think that there'll be a whole boat full of Hare Clive crew maybe in the year 2004. Is there another question?
Will it be the same people on the boats?
No, it'll be completely different people. What the Challenge Business does, you see, is to offer people, the general public, the chance to buy into the yachts. So basically, people spend money and buy into the yachts, become a crew member. And I'm sure Sir Che will take the same attitude with this lot from the BT Global Challenge as he took from the British Steel Challenge in 92-93, which is to say, you've had your chance, you've enjoyed it, now let somebody else have a go. Because there's great demand for these things out there. So I don't think it'll be that they'll be struggling to find crew. Anybody else? Here you are now. So you are who?
I'm Kimberly. Which boat did you expect to win?
I have to say, as race office manager, I had to be a bit quiet. I wasn't allowed to let my personal preferences show because, you know, one had to be fair to everybody. And I was fair to everybody, and I admire them all tremendously, and I think they've all done a marvellous job. But I had a sneaking feeling right from the beginning that Group 4 would probably win it. They were very dedicated, very keen, and they have won it. And I think they are worthy winners. I think there's no question that they are worthy winners. And all very good luck to them. I think it's all fair enough. Lucy.
How would have you got to be to go on a yacht?
Say again?
How would have you got to be to go on a yacht?
You've got to be 20. I think I'm right in saying that. You've got to be, the age range is from 20 to 60 as you cross the start line. So if you're 19 years and 11 months and 59, whatever it is, you know, if you turn 20 just as you cross the start line, then that's okay. And equally, if you're the other age, you can be 59 and something, 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 but if you're still only 59 as you cross the start line, you're okay. Anybody else? Well, I'd just like to say to Hareclive Primary School, thank you very much for coming by. It's Friday the 18th of July, and we're here at the BT Global Challenge World Party in Ocean Village, Southampton. Hareclive have come up from Bristol to enjoy the day with the rest of us, and I wish you all the very best of luck. And I'd like to say to Hareclive Primary School, thank you very much indeed for all your support and encouragement. I know that we've been in touch quite a bit by email and so on and so forth. It's great to see you here. Thank you for coming, and thank you for doing this interview. Bye.